is it?
Wake up time!
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
So, you guys, hear anything good on the radio lately?
Oh, who are you?
I'm your number one fan.
We bring you this special radio broadcast.
We got a big broadcast to do here.
We have liberated this station, and we will broadcast nonstop. What are we waiting for? To the airwaves.
It is time.
It's showtime.
We are taking over the radio. Back in southeast New Mexico and West Texas, and glad to be back. And Warren G. Harding became the first president to be heard on the radio on this date in history. In 1922, he was doing a contest. He was the eighth caller. He won the prize.
Hey, John from Lovington on the Texas
Show. What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. But you try not to use the big words around Tom. It just confuses him. Is that what it is?
Really need to fix, really need to fix this mic. Look at me. I'm all cockeyed. Look.
It's a, oh, yeah.
Hold up. Let me try to put this one back.
We got some tape or something?
Nah, tape is not going to work. It needs a new rubber.
Okay.
See how the rubber broke right here?
Oh, yeah.
You know what happens in 9 months? This whole thing will go to heck.
Oh, we use it a lot.
You didn't get that one, but thank you. Looks like Nick Boyd, the opera singer who won season 3 of America's Got Talent, died.
Up there, but I did.
He died Sunday.
He did.
At the age of 42. Pennsylvania family suing the makers of Dum Dum Lollipops as their son choked on a Dum Dum.
Oh.
If only there were a word for the kind of kid who would choke on a Dum Dum. But there's no word. I don't think there's a word. A man in Austria attempted to board a commuter train. Had his pony with him. By the way, they told him, "I'm sorry that you're not. That's not going to work." Time for the boob of the day this morning. Be brought to you by Dr. Miguel Gallegos.
Thank you, Dr. Gallegos.
The boob of the day this morning. Comes from Florida. I'm surprised. According to a report, a woman pulled a Florida building fire alarm to get somebody's attention because her cell phone battery had died. She pulled the fire alarm because her phone battery had died. I cannot go on without a phone battery. So she pulled it just to get somebody's attention. And by the way, she did get somebody's attention. Quite stupid. She ended up in jail where she had no cell phone.
Wow.
Cheers, the boob of the day. Being brought to you by Amosa Plastic Surgery. Find out more information today at amosaplasticsurgery.com.
Thank you, Dr. Gango.
I got so much stuff to talk about. What's going on in the text line this morning? 877-396-W105. And I got a story about a guy. You're not going to believe the story. He was a guard at a hospital. You're not going to believe what this guy did. It's sickening. New report says the U.S. sale of giraffe parts, body parts, is booming.
Really? What's the thing with giraffes?
But be warned, a neck will cost you an arm and a leg. I'm just saying. Right. Border Patrol agents yesterday, it was a busy day in the southern section of the United States. Federal authorities say they seized 335 pounds of methamphetamine, two different stops.
Wow.
And both stops happen in New Mexico.
I wonder what Street Value that was, dude.
Can we get a meth dealer on the phone today so we can get a figure on that? What's the street value of that meth?
I bet you that's about, I don't know, 600,000, 700,000.
Oh, are you crazy?
More?
Anybody know the street value of 330? What's a pound of meth going for on the street?
I'm calling from Hobbs, New Mexico.
What is going on?
Called to give you a little bit of a insight on the value of that. It's been a long time since I've been in any of that kind of stuff, but I used to kind of dabble a little bit. And it used to run about $92 to $9,600 a pound, and that was about 15 years ago.
So $9,200 a pound, and this is $300. You're talking about a lot of money.
That's $5 million.
A bunch of money. Now, you know, if you actually break it down to actual street value, you know, and you start looking at $80 or $100 a gram, you're talking a whole lot more money.
Mm.
You know, you're looking at like, what, 28 grams in an ounce?
Yep.
Times 16, times 335, and then times that by about $80 or $100.
So, as they say it in Alabama, a buttload of money.
Mm-hmm.
Wakey, wakey.
It's a nice morning, ain't it, boss?
I am not a morning person.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I am happy, I am happy. La, 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 la.
You seem happy this morning.
I'm very excited, it's Tuesday.
You don't get no better show than this.
Very long day ahead of me, so I'm going to need to keep this thing moving.
Shall we start?
Yes, let's start.
Come on, it's showtime.
All right, phones are open this morning. You can call, text, whatever way you want to do that. Being brought to you by In the Mountain Gods Casino. 877-396-W105 is our number. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning. First man, Dan here. How you good?
Hey, how are you doing, Dan? What do you think about this Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting?
That's what I called about. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was driving last night, but I'll tell you what, this is an amazing step for our country. Not only did he do this in the first 2 years of office, in less than, but look at everything else that he's encouraged. Now, I'm not saying I love everything that Donnie does.
No, me either.
I'll tell you what, the things that he has done that have made a huge difference.
To see France going against us, how many times have we had to save their butt and rebuild their country?
About four.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Quit crying, and you should really be kissing our backside. Yeah, I think a lot of these countries need to see what America has done and be thankful. Look, right next door in Mexico, they're about to elect a communist to be their next president. I don't know if you're keeping up with that. I got the story coming up this morning.
All right, guys, be safe. Have a good day. And I love you like brothers.
All right, bro. Hey, appreciate you, brother. Thank you. A new drone discovered an isolated tribe in Brazil, in the Amazon. It's ironic the only people who live so far off the grid are in the Amazon and can't get anything delivered from Amazon.
Man.
Text line open, 877-396-W105. We want to hear from you this morning. And insiders say that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thomas are in a good place now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Khloe's at home and Tristan is with a supermodel. I mean, they're in a real good place. Will Rooney steps in. He's got the good news of the day this morning.
So back in December of 2016, a woman in Atlanta named Dawn Muhammad hired a personal trainer. And since then, she's lost a ton of weight. But it turns out that she wasn't just doing it for her own health. Earlier this month, she revealed to her family that she only decided to get in shape because she wanted to save her dad by giving him a kidney. Mm. Her dad's name is Lucius Daniels. He's 74, and he's been on dialysis twice a week because of his stage 4 kidney failure. After he was diagnosed 2 years ago, Dawn got tested and found out that she had the same blood type, but doctors told her that she couldn't even be considered as a donor because her body mass index was way too high. So over the next 16 months, she started working out and eating better, and she dropped 55 pounds and 30 inches off her waist. It's like a whole person. But she didn't tell anyone why she was doing it until she finally told her dad in April. But after that, she lost another 15 pounds, so about 70 pounds total. And last month, she finally got word that they're a perfect match and can donate. Mm. So, and that surgery happening 1 week from today. And that is the good news story of the day.
I don't think we could come up with a better story than
that. Story.
No, you ain't got a story.
That's a nice story, I said.
Oh, I thought you said you had a story.
No. I thought he did, too.
I really don't want to hear
it. I can't follow that up with nothing else.
Oh, right on.
Oh, score for Friday. Ameritrade. Survey found that 53% of millennials expect to be millionaires someday. The rest of the millennials don't think they'll inherit that much money from their parents. Looks like the Inspector General is expected to release its finding from the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server today.
Get her, get her.
Right now, Hillary could use a drink, but she can't find a server.
Right.
But she'll have a drink anyway.
Well, the texter, it says, people should stand up and boycott the NFL and let Congress and the president know to remove their tax-exempt status.
I don't know why they have their attention. Do they have a tax-exempt status?
I'd like to know that.
All the millions of dollars they're charging for tickets and sponsorships and all that, why do they have a non-exempt status? We need to find that out.
Good morning. Please
do not attempt to recreate the Kim Kardashian paper magazine photo shoot. Thank you, that is all.
Be and the Breakfast Club, powered by Carlsbad Ford. Available at carlsbadford.com.
So Bill Clinton says that today's show interview, in which he called himself a victim, was not his finest moment. Been in a very bad mood since Miss America eliminated swimsuit competition.
Right. Me and him both.
He's in a very bad place.
Well, you can watch it now, dude.
All right, I promised to play the 8-year-old kid. This guy is a child prodigy when it comes to playing the drums. Jamming out, playing Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times. Here he is, 8 years old. 8 years old! Old. Isn't that crazy that some kids are just born with a gift? The kid is super talented. We'll see what he does with his life in the future. By the way, we gave away two sets of tickets, right. And Will Rooney is still on the phone. I'm going to take another call this morning.
Hi. It would be greatly appreciated if you guys with those super long trucks would pull in all the way so you don't stick out so much in parking lots.
Morning.
It would be greatly appreciated if the people at the grocery store express checkout lane could count their items correctly ahead of time. The sign 10 or less does not mean 18 items is okay. You're not a super special customer who gets a pass. 10 or less items means exactly that.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that. I just
can't. That story.
I can't count that high. NFL preseason. Is this the
third week?
Third week. It's officially underway. Here's more on that this morning.
Preseason week 3 in the NFL. Watch that one guy who's trying to make the team go up against that other guy who was drafted. Catch the third stringers and practice squad players on the field for the majority of the game so the first team guys don't get hurt before the regular season. Get excited about some dark horse long shot undrafted free agent only to watch him fail to make the cut. And listen to play-by-play announcers pontificate about the upcoming season and try to fill the void of the third and fourth quarters. Don't miss the NFL preseason action, or not.
I gotta say, when I did watch NFL preseason, It sucks. It really does. It's good for nothing. All right, Dennis Rodman cries about how he got death threats. People were saying they were going to kill him for helping President Trump.
I got so many death threats. I was sitting there protecting everything. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
Do you believe that Dennis Rodman's a nut job?
He's a nut.
I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know one had to see me.
By the way, he also bashed Obama and said Obama did nothing to fix this problem. He's crying. He's bawling.
I know, and I'm just, I mean, granted, with Dennis,
I think
Rodman,
he's hitting the bong.
Are you kidding? With Dennis, he's a little unhinged.
Just a little?
Well, I was being nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's totally unhinged. But, you know, I'm glad that he was able to help out.
Well, at least he's on the right side of things.
Yeah, so I'm glad that he's able to help out and get things done. Pregnant man at the London Fashion Week going on. So here's a picture of pregnant man. It's actually a man that's pregnant.
Oh,
fashion model.
You're transgender.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so
a woman.
It's a woman that transgendered into a man.
I guess that's the way that worked. Pregnant. I really don't want to think about it that much. Looks like today is President Trump's birthday. He's 72 years old.
Wow.
I wonder if Melania is going to jump out of a cake.
Marlena, I'd love to see that.
The special counsel Mueller says he's going to send him a dozen long-stem subpoenas.